good food, good drink, and good company. It's time for the Pub Songs Podcast with your host, Celtic American musician Mark Gunn. Pull up a chair, sláinte.
All part of the patriot game. My name is O'Hanlon, and I've just gone 16. My home is in Monaghan, on where I was weaned. I learned all me life that cruel England's to blame. And so now I'm part of the patriot game. This Ireland of ours has long been half free. Six counties lie under John Bull's tyranny, but still De Valera is greatly to blame for shirking his part in the patriot game. He told me how Connolly was shot in his chair, his wounds from the fighting all bloody and bare, his fine body twisted, all battered and lame. They soon made me part of the patriot game. Battalion of the bold IRA, for I read of our heroes, and I want the same to play up my part in the patriot game. Now as I lie here, my body all holds, I think of those traitors who bargain in souls, and I wish that me right had given the same to those quislings who sold out the patriot game.
Welcome to the Pub Songs Podcast. My name is Mark Gunn, and that was Patriot Game from my CD, Irish Drinking Songs. How you doing? Well, I just got back yesterday from Gen Con. I had an awesome time. What, I had two shows, and they were like totally full, sold out beforehand and really packed. And next year I have to get bigger rooms, which is awesome. So I really appreciate it. Oh, I was also doing busking. I don't know if I've mentioned this in the past, but busking and me have never gotten on really great. And I did really well this year. I was so surprised, which is good, because at Louisiana Fair, I think I might have to spend the second half of the festival playing the lanes. I might have a stage, we'll see. But right now I'm playing in the pub, the big pub at the festival, for the first three weekends, and then I'm not sure about the last three. So that might mean more busking and such, which means I have to learn how to do it. So we'll see how that goes. But Gen Con was just totally awesome. Got to hang out with Water Street Bridge. I talked to them a lot this weekend and sat next to the Damsels of Dorkington, which was awesome. They're a lot of fun. And then, of course, hanging out with the great Luke Ski. And he's always a funny guy to be around. So, I was also trying to do an interview with Will Wheaton and Felicia Day. It did not happen. I guess I might see if I can contact them online and maybe do a phone interview or something. Which would be cool, but I'd like to meet them, you know? But, yeah, I don't know. We'll build up to it. I appreciate everyone on Twitter and Facebook and such who was saying, yes, you should do an interview with Mark Gunn. That was really cool. There's a bunch of people who actually did that, and I really appreciate it. Very, very cool. Other news, Willie Nelson likes my music. In fact, he sang Clementine. Okay, sort of. There's a video on YouTube, which is a puppet of Willie Nelson lip-syncing to My Darling Clementine from Happy Songs of Death. It's really cool. I liked it. Brown Coats Redemption. You know the song that I played for you last week? So originally it was all set and such, but there were a couple little changes that had to be made in the lyrics. And so that's what I'm going to be doing as soon as I finish podcasting right now, so I can hopefully get it in time so it'll be on the soundtrack of this compilation. So stay tuned for that. Oh, my contest is still running until August 12th. The contest is Why Do You Like My Music? And I'm looking for not just one line words, you know, you rock. I want to see, you know, I want you to explain, tell people, you know, mini, think of a paragraph or a mini essay, if you will, something that really elaborates on what it is about my music that really moves you, makes you happy, songs that you like. It's pretty simple. It just shouldn't take much time. There's all the information about that is in the show notes. Just go to pubsong.com for that. Finally, I want to ask you once again to head over to my iMix, markgunn.com/iMix, and rate it. Rate it. Tell your friends to rate it. I'm trying to get people involved with these iMixes, and if you have iMix suggestions of what I should put into the next iMix, which is probably coming out in a week or two, post it in the show notes at pubsong.com. We're going to jump into some music. Next up is Amadon with Serenity from their CD Pacifica.
Take me away, there by. And these three men made a solemn vow, John Barleycorn must die. They plowed, they sowed, they harrowed him in, from clods upon his head. And these three men were rejoicing then, John Barleycorn was dead. Sir John sprung up his head, and so amazed them all. They let him stand till Midsummer's Day, till he looked both pale and wan. And little Sir John's grown a long, long beard, and so become a man. Served him worse than that, for he's ground in between two stones. And little Sir John and the nut brown bowl, brandy in a glass. And little Sir John and the nut brown bowl proved the strongest man at last. The huntsman, he can't hunt the fox, no, so loudly blow his horn. And the minstrel cannot play nor sing his songs without a little barleycorn. No, the minstrel cannot play nor sing his song without a little barleycorn. Thank you.
And that was The Performer's Mask by Vince Conway from his CD Labyrinth. Before that was John Barleycorn by Water Street Bridge from their CD Danse Macabre. And before that was a tune that's part of a compilation called Absolutely Irish. I think it was on PBS or something. Came out by Pump Compass Records. And the set is Jim O'Keefe's The Clog, The Star Above the Garter, The Hair in the Corn, a bunch of slides. I do have a bunch of shows coming up. Next up, I'm heading to the Blackthorn Village Renaissance Fair in Arkansas on August 21st. And then, of course, Dragon Con, where I also have, as I mentioned last show, a Pub Songs podcast live event, which is also going to be, hopefully, the recording of a Firefly Drinking Songs album. So I hope you'll come out for that. And I also hope you'll tell your friends. While we're there, also on September 3rd, the Brobdingnagian Bards, my old group, will be doing a reunion show. So it's going to be a kick-butt time all weekend. I even have two shows on the concourse, so I really need your help coming out for that as well. Come scream, scream, scream. Now, of course, the reason I say scream, scream, scream is that I'm reading this book called Influence. It's a really fascinating research book talking about, well, influence and science and practice. And there's a lot of research stuff that's been done on social proofing and whatnot. What do we have here? Social proof, commitment and consistency. It's a lot of interesting things that are coming in there. But what one of the topics that sort of hit me is regarding the social proof aspect is the when people get involved in a show, it becomes more and more infectious, which is why most musicians love having a big audience, because if you get one person excited, it just starts exponentially growing at an incredible rate. There's a video online, takes place in New York at a park. This guy's out there dancing, and some guy, I think, goes out there. I don't know if he's going out to mock him or for the hell of it, but he goes out there and starts dancing along with the music, too. And then he waves his friends over, and next thing you know, they are over there. Next thing you know, there's a whole group of people dancing and having a grand old time, and it's a beautiful show of what one person's influence can do. I remember a long time ago I took a music management class, and they were talking about how apparently the Rolling Stones still hire women to scream and throw underwear on stage. Yes. They may look like zombies, but they have women throwing underwear on stage because, well, the women are paid to do so. But it's also, the reason they do it is because it is infectious. Gets people excited. My shows at Gen Con this year was a great example. You know, one person gets into the, you know, shouting kilted along with me, everyone else starts getting into that whole concept too. And next thing you know, the entire group enjoys their experience all the more. But it got me thinking about, well, Dragon Con coming up, and I love it when people are interactive with my shows. I love to see people screaming and yelling, you know, that sort of thing, that enthusiasm, throwing up their arms and shouting, beer, beer, beer. It adds so much to a performance. And so I'm really hoping that when you come out to Dragon Con this year, or to the Blackthorn Village Renaissance Fair, or FenCon, or Louisiana Renaissance Festival, that you will do more than just quietly sit and listen. I want you to be involved in the process, in the entire show. Yes, you will become a part of the show. All you have to do is have fun. You cheer. You clap along, sing along. And if that sort of atmosphere will be infectious. And next thing you know, everyone in the audience will be just as happy as you are. And it's a great way to do that. All right, I have some other stuff that I want to talk about, but I'm going to have to save it for later because I think it's time to finish up the show. We're going to finish it up with a track by yours truly. It is Song of Assisi from my instrumental album, Heart's Ease, a beautiful album. I hope you'll give it a listen. And I will talk to you again next week. Sláinte. This is Mark Gunn, Celtic musician and host of the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, with a public service announcement. Celtic versus Celtics. Though they are spelled the same way, the Celtics is a basketball team. Celtic, with a hard C, refers to the language and culture of a race of European people with an awesome style of music. Change the way you hear Celtic music with the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast at CelticMusicPodcast.com. The Pub Songs Podcast is produced by Mark Gunn, Celtic Music, the Traditional and the Twisted. Post your feedback on the website at pubsong.com. And as always, please support the independent musicians who support this podcast. Buy their CDs and tell them you heard them at pubsong.com. Sláinte.